It's Weekend Edition from KQED News. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, and you're listening to KQED's Pride Radio Special.
And I'm Rachel Vasquez. Today is San Francisco's Pride Parade, one of the largest and longest-running Pride celebrations in the world.
In honor of that, today we're bringing you stories focusing on the history and importance of Pride, as well as local efforts to celebrate and protect LGBTQ rights in the Bay Area.
The theme of this year's parade is looking back and moving forward. KQED's Annalise Finney starts us off with a look at how San Francisco's Pride Parade started and how many of the issues it formed around are still just as pressing today.
I heard about a march, and it's very important to distinguish. It wasn't a parade, it was a march.
Former State Assemblyman Tom Amiano remembers one of San Francisco's first Pride marches. It was the early 1970s, and he was in his 30s.
I went to the financial district. It was a very gloomy day, you know, San Francisco summers. You know, it wasn't a lot of people. There wasn't floats or that. It was mostly a ragtag group of people. I had a little sign that said, gay teacher.
It was the anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising in New York City. On the sidelines, people waved in support. One man told Amiano to go to hell. But for Amiano, it wasn't really about the spectators.
You felt a sense of, if not real community at that time, other people. That was so important, believe me.
Around that time, Gwen Craig was in her 20s. She'd recently moved to the city from Atlanta by way of Chicago.
I was someone who was looking to find my lesbian identity. I came there sort of burgeoning into myself and finding who she was. And sort of sheepishly going into these lesbian cafes and saying, what am I supposed to do?
The march was growing fast. In 1973, an estimated 42,000 people took part. 2 years later, that number had almost doubled. Craig had become a campaign organizer for Harvey Milk. At the marches, she wove flowers in her hair and wore sparkling, dangly jewelry.
I just loved riding the Muni train all dressed up and people, you know, who are on the train who would know, oh, I know, you know, what she's all dressed up for and that sort of thing.
The march in 1977 stands out in particular in Craig's memory. That year, Anita Bryant, a popular singer, launched a campaign against LGBTQ rights in Florida. And in California, a legislator was maneuvering to ban queer teachers like Amiano from public schools. Then, in June, a young man named Robert Hillsborough was murdered in San Francisco's Mission District by an assailant yelling homophobic slurs. Craig says at first, the news barely covered it, but queer San Franciscans took notice.
At the parade that year, there was, on the steps of City Hall, people brought flowers that they said were for Robert Hillsborough, the young man who had been stabbed, and the flowers that they brought, I always tear up when I tell this story, covered the steps of City Hall. And I was just, I am moved to this day by that particular tribute.
Eventually, the press began highlighting the story, and city police made an arrest. But Craig says, nearly 50 years later, it's frustrating how much today reminds her of those early years of Pride.
We're having to fight again to say, no, gay men are not pedophiles. We had that fight back in the 70s. We explained to you who we are.
It's exhausting. But for Amiano, this year's parade is a symbol of hope.
But I think the misconception of hope, it's like this ephemeral, you know, ether in the ether. Oh, hope, no. Hope is when, you know, you're knocked down and you're bloodied and you take out the earrings and rip off the bracelets and the hairpins and get up with your broken arm and punch back. I always say, at my age now, I want to pass a torch, not a candle.
Over 1 million people are expected to attend this weekend's Pride festivities. I'm Annalise Finney, KQED News.